2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
It is a developing story along the West Side Belt where the Highway Patrol says a woman died after she was struck by multiple cars on the freeway.
I-215 is back open at 47th South. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest on the investigation. John?
Yeah, man, highway officials say they first started getting reports at about 12:30 overnight that someone walking around on foot on I-215 was hit by multiple vehicles. Upon arrival, they found that individual dead at the scene. They say investigators are still hard at work trying to piece together just exactly what happened.
Yeah, right now, we do have our major crash investigation team on scene, as well as our investigators with the State Bureau of Investigation, trying to piece together what happened, getting a timeline.
Trooper Chris Bishop with Utah Highway Patrol says just because there's so much still unknown, they are treating this area as a crime scene. Northbound lanes at 47 South have since reopened, and troopers say all the drivers involved in the accident have been cooperating. In fact, one of the drivers that may have hit the woman was the first to call the accident into dispatch. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The search continues this hour for a missing boy in West Valley City. Police say 11-year-old Jackson Allen was last seen near Bingham High School around 6 o'clock last night. He's described as white, about 5 feet tall, with brown hair. He was wearing black pants and a black hoodie with gray and white sleeves.
A wild standoff, complete with helicopters and hecklers, has ended with two arrests in a Cedar City Hills neighborhood.
Utah County Sheriff's Spokesman Sergeant Spencer Cannon says this is all centered around a man, Paul Kenneth Cromar, who they say owes over $1 million in taxes. His home was seized by the court and sold, but deputies say Cromar and his wife were essentially squatting there at the home for 8 months while the case worked its way through the courts.
There had been some statements made by Mr. Cromar and others that they would never leave the home.
Well, as you just heard in the background, a group in support of Cromar made some noise during a press briefing afterwards, and two medical helicopters had landed preparing for possible injuries. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Cromar and his wife were taken into custody and faced charges. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
It was a calmer night in Louisville, but arrests are still made. Let's get our top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, back live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Tim. A couple dozen people arrested during smaller demonstrations in Louisville last night. Governor Andy Beshear.
We have appropriate levels of law enforcement or peacekeepers there.
The state lawmaker who authored a bill to end no-knock searches, like the one when Breonna Taylor died, she was among those charged with rioting. A Breonna Taylor protest march in Hollywood last night, interrupted by a pair of vehicles plowing through protesters. One person hospitalized. Police stopped the driver, who was allowed to leave. Two other drivers involved in an altercation booked by police. President Trump held a campaign rally in Florida claiming Democrat Joe Biden won't stand up for law and order.
He surrendered his party to flag burners, rioters, and anti-police radicals.
But former Vice President Biden has voiced support for law enforcement while agreeing police reform is necessary. And a federal judge orders the census count to be extended by a month. The 10-year survey of people living in the U.S. was set to finish at the end of September, but will now continue through October to assure hard-to-count populations are included. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The airline industry is on edge as October 1st approaches. That's when the CARES Act and a $25 billion payroll support program expires. Former flight attendant Annette Halo worked her last flight a week ago and is waiting to be furloughed.
These are highly trained positions. We have to be trained. We have to be certified. The FAA requires certification. Once people are gone from the jobs, it will take years to bring them back.
13,000 United Airlines employees will be furloughed, along with 17,000 American Airlines workers and another 1,000 from Delta.
The 17-year-old charged in a shooting that left two people dead during protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is expected in court for an extradition hearing.
An Illinois judge could decide whether to send Kyle Rittenhouse back to Wisconsin to face homicide charges that could lead to life in prison. He's charged with first-degree intentional homicide and attempted intentional homicide after using a semi-automatic rifle to shoot three protesters in the wake of the Jacob Blake shooting. His attorneys say he acted in self-defense and are portraying him as a courageous patriot who exercised his right to bear arms in what they're calling a war zone. His defense fund has already raised more than $2 million. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
A U.S. appeals court in Denver is weighing whether residents of American Samoa should automatically be granted citizenship. Three judges from the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments on Wednesday challenging a Utah judge's ruling that people born in the U.S. territory are citizens. Much of the online hearing focused on whether people who live in territories controlled by the United States automatically become citizens even if they do not want to be under the 14th Amendment. American Samoa is the only U.S. territory where citizens have no birthright claim to citizenship.
Let's check the weather now with Grant. We're looking at one more day of smoky skies as a cold front will be moving into the Wasatch Front and stir thing up.
Folks who have been wanting a fall weather will really get to enjoy it for this weekend. It's one more warm day here as the breezes pick up and a front moves in. We get more sunshine, but it'll be a north breeze tomorrow and quite a bit cooler. So we're looking for a temperature drop of more than 10 degrees, at least as far as the high temperature goes. And then those morning lows are going to dip back into the 50s.
Grant says our high temperatures aren't expected to get back to the 80s until at least Wednesday.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And we've got traffic returning to normal over on 215's West Belt. All lanes are now open. They've also cleaned up the crash 47 south at 2700 West. The delays between Bangor and 215 thinning out, but it still take you a few extra minutes beyond what it normally should. We've got 45th South and Highland Drive a crash, and it looks like now some police activity, fire engine activity along 35th South out about 6400 West. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 707.
Lehigh City Council is looking at a plan to sell sponsorships for some city assets. Sponsors could put their names on trees, benches, playgrounds, trails, or even municipal buildings. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
Some city council members voiced support for the administrative proposal that would bring in extra money to help maintain city assets. The Daily Herald reports naming rights for big items like buildings would need council approval, but city officials could sign off on smaller assets or events. There would be some limits, no discriminatory or derogatory names. You couldn't have a vape park, for example. The council didn't vote on the policy, but they could later. Dan Bonas, KSL News Radio.
An event held by the Alta High School Cheer Squad is drawing controversy. KSL-TV's Deanie Wimmer reports video shows those attending the dinner were not following COVID-19 guidelines, and it was held on school property while the school was closed for an outbreak.
District officials said they approved the event before school closed, as long as those attending followed social distancing guidelines. The district says they will be having serious discussions with adults, coaches, and staff.
The event is drawing criticism from other students who say their teams and clubs haven't been allowed to meet at all.
A Louisiana fourth grader has been suspended from school after he was seen in his virtual class, holding a BB gun. The boy was suspended for 6 days after school officials said he brandished what appeared to be a full-size rifle. The boy's family says it was a BB gun his younger brother had just tripped over. The boy picked it up briefly, and it was seen on video, which the school says violates their policies. The boy's family says they're considering a lawsuit.
The latest car in the Hot Wheels collection was designed right here in Utah. Greg Salzio beat out more than 10,000 others to win the Hot Wheels Legends Tour.
We were then kind of immortalized into their Hot Wheels Garage of Legends, as they call it, and we were presented with our very own Hot Wheel, die-cast version of a Hot Wheel.
Salzio says the best part about the whole process was being able to share it with his boys. I bet it was.
And my poor mother at 85 years old is still plagued in her house with boxes of Hot Wheels from when we were kids.
Fix that, too.
Some of those might even be worth some money these days. Who knows? 709. Let's see how the roads are doing out there, shall we? Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy Farnsworth, hopefully things are good.
They are calmed down quite a bit for those of you along I-215. All the lanes are open on the West Belt. And the crash at 47th South, 2700 West is gone. And so that delay that we had on 47th South is cleared up fairly quickly. Are starting to see a lot more delay now eastbound along 3500 South as you head over towards 6400 West in West Valley. Looks like we got a structure on fire, big thick plume of black smoke, but it's the fire engines that are on scene that appear to be affecting traffic. Eric?
No trouble in Utah County. I-15, Redwood Road, both in good shape. If you're heading north, you're going out to Heber. Problems through Provo Canyon. You got dry roads on 189 and to dry roads as well. I-80 heading out to Park City this morning. That's good news always through the mountains. Heather?
Still a very quiet drive right now through Weber and Davis County. Not a lot of traffic if you're on I-84 going through the mountains. US 89 still pretty quiet. Haven't seen any backups at any of the major intersections. Traffic is filling in on I-15, but everybody's still moving at speed, whether you're northbound or southbound. Altabank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Altabanking. Weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Well, cool out there this morning. We're starting off at 57 degrees. Clear skies up to 79. A little breezy at noon and a lot of sunshine. Breezy sunshine at 4 p.m. and a temperature of up to 86, and it backs down to 80 degrees at 7 p.m. More clear skies. That's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Down another notch out there. It's 57 degrees.
Let's learn more about the candidates in Utah's 1st Congressional District just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Let's talk sports for a second here. The Pac-12 and the Mountain West Conferences have announced fall football schedules. Sam Farnsworth is with KSL Sports.
The Pac-12 will not be left behind with the rest of the major college football conferences moving forward. The Pac-12 CEO group and chancellors announced that the conference will begin preparing for a conference-only season to begin on November 6th. The conference is planning on a 7-game conference-only schedule that will culminate in a Pac-12 championship game played on December 18th.
As for the Mountain West, they'll begin an 8-game conference-only schedule on October 24th.
The LA Lakers are one win away from the NBA Finals after taking a 3-1 lead against Denver in the Western Conference Finals. LeBron James was asked about the game after guarding Nuggets star Jamal Murray.
I know it was winning time, and Jamal had it going. The kid is special. He has an array of shots, the triple threat from the three, from the mid-range and also in the paint.
The Nuggets have already been down 3-1 in the playoffs against the Jazz in the first round and the Clippers in the second round. Miami leads Boston 3-1 in the Eastern Conference Finals, with Game 5 set for this evening.
Former FBI Director James Comey's best-selling book, A Higher Loyalty, has been made into a 2-part movie that's going to be airing on Showtime this weekend.
James Comey's story has gotten a lot of attention over the last few years, but Jeff Daniels says you're going to learn stuff from the Comey rule.
We're steaming towards an iceberg.
The rock and a hard place thing that Comey found himself in. That I think, will be new information regardless of what you remember.
The film covers Hillary Clinton's email investigation in part one, then Comey's time serving under President Trump, and Daniels' hope. It'll influence voters.
I think it can have an impact on the 20% in the middle who have voted Republican their whole lives, but they believe in decency, civility, and doing unto others. They're not seeing that from Trump, and they're upset.
The Comey Rule premieres Sunday night on Showtime. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Marvel fans will have to keep waiting to see the release of the movie Black Widow. Disney has pushed back the release date again. It was going to be in theaters November 6th, but now won't be available until May 7th. It's a blow to movie theaters that are currently open waiting for more films to be released.
The Postal Service just released its first set of holiday stamps this fall called Holiday Delights. The post office says more seasonal stamps will be released in the coming months.
And another major U.S. event is now officially going virtual. 2020 will end with a virtual New Year's Eve party from Times Square. Organizers in New York City say there will be live entertainment streamed and shown on TV, and the crystal ball will still drop, but there won't be a crowd there to ring in the new year and celebrate.
I'll tell you who's happy about that. The NYPD.
Yeah, I'm sure.
New Year's.
That's just smart.
It's a nightmare for folks back there. Mm. All right, 7:14. Let's take a look at the three things you need to know this hour. First,
police in West Valley City say they're searching for a missing boy. 11-year-old Jackson Allen was last seen last night about 6 o'clock near Bingham High School. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, a woman is dead after the Highway Patrol says she was struck by multiple cars along the West Side Belt last night.
Third, let's see how the road is shaping up for you. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your faith.
Traffic on I-15 is fine. I-215 is fine. We're just waiting on some cleanup at 45th South and Highland Drive. And a house fire is affecting traffic along 3500 South out at about 6500 West. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today, a little breezy in 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 57 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg becomes the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol.
Did more for the equality of women than anybody in our history.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi discussing Ginsburg, who died 1 week ago. She will also be the first Jewish person to ever lie in state. Overnight, at least 24 protesters were arrested in Louisville, Kentucky during a second night of demonstrations after a grand jury did not bring criminal charges against three police officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor. ABC's Alex Perez is in Louisville.
In Louisville, protesters taking to the streets for a second night following a grand jury decision not to charge three police officers for killing Breonna Taylor during a botched raid in her home. With the citywide curfew still in effect, the clergy of First Unitarian Church opening their doors, acting as a sanctuary to keep police from arresting demonstrators.
Lorenzo Johnson, the man accused of shooting and injuring two Louisville police officers Wednesday, is due in court today. Also, an extradition hearing today for the 17-year-old charged in a shooting that left two people dead and a third hurt during unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
An Illinois judge could decide whether to send Kyle Rittenhouse back to Wisconsin to face homicide charges that could lead to life in prison. He's charged with first-degree intentional homicide and attempted intentional homicide after using a semi-automatic rifle to shoot three protesters in the wake of the Jacob Blake shooting. His attorneys say he acted in self-defense and are portraying him as a courageous patriot who exercised his right to bear arms in what they're calling a war zone. His defense fund has already raised more than $2 million.
That's ABC's Ryan Burrow in Chicago. President Trump on the campaign trail today. He's refused to commit to a peaceful transition of power in each of the last 2 days. And a federal judge ruled his administration's plan to stop the census count at the end of the month will likely lead to an inaccurate count, ruled it must extend to the end of October. You're listening to ABC News.
Let's go in depth here. Voters in Utah's 1st Congressional District will select a new U.S. representative to replace retiring Republican Rob Bishop.
KSL-TV's Ladd Egan has more on a debate last night between Democrat Darren Perry and Republican Blake Moore.
If in fact, Republican Blake Moore touted his experience as a businessman and former Foreign Service officer. Democrat Darren Perry, a former Shoshone tribe chairman, said he'd worked his entire life to build bridges. When asked about police reform and racial equality, Perry said it's time for the country to acknowledge past wrongs, while Moore called for more access to education and criminal justice reform.
We need to be focused on the root cause. Okay? There are too many black Americans that are stuck in intergenerational poverty. That's the cause. You can look at socioeconomic status, and that's where you draw a direct correlation to crime. That's where you're going to draw more interactions with the police.
Dr. King said that riots are the voice of the unheard. I know what he means because I come from a marginalized group. I know what it's like to be not heard. I know what it's like to not have a seat at the table. If we want to fix the racial injustices in this country, we have to make a concerted effort to give those marginalized groups a seat.
I support it.
The 1st Congressional District covers the northern part of the state and the Uinta Basin. Federal land's a big topic in that area. Moore said the state can manage some portions of that land better than the feds, while Perry said he doesn't support selling off public lands to the highest bidder. The only real instance of direct contention came when Perry asked about Moore not living within the first district. Moore responded that he grew up in Ogden, that there is a desire to return to the area. It is not a requirement for U.S. representatives to live in their district.
I really appreciate that report from Lan Egan, because we haven't focused that much on these two competitors in the first district. But that's an important district, an important race, with the retirement of Rob Bishop after so many terms. So thank you very much for that report, Lad.
Yeah, vacant seat, not getting much attention nationally, I don't think, either, compared to some of the other races. That is the in-depth for you there at 15 and 45.
719, let's check Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we've had a lot of problems on the west side this morning. Right now, we've got some eastbound delay along 3500 South because of fire engines fighting a fire at 35th South, 6500 West, roughly. I don't see the plume of smoke that was there earlier, but I still see the backup along 35th. We also have a report of a crash 5600 West and 4700 South. That's a separate crash. We had one at 47th and 2700 West a little earlier. That's cleared up, and as have the delays approaching 215 in Taylorsville. Eric?
And still got that City Street crash out in Holiday, 4500 South at Highland Drive. It's still being cleaned up. I-15, Utah County, northbound from Springville to Point of the Mountain. 22 minutes of drive time, no accidents, no delays, and everything looking good. Heather?
We also looking pretty good through Weber and Davis County, although we're starting to see our typical delays on 5600 South in Roy. These are all heading east between 3000 West and I-15. Once you hop on I-15, though, you're going to be at good speeds. No delays getting into downtown Salt Lake City. Any Hour Services, licensed electricians, plumbers, and certified HVAC technicians, taking extra precautions as Utah reopens. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant's back now with a look at the next 7 days for you.
Nice day today. Warm, breezy out there. Sunshine, we're up to 86. Tomorrow, quite a bit cooler, only 74 and a lot of sun. And only 71 on Sunday. Again, lots of sunshine. Monday's high, 73 with mostly sunny skies. Those mornings and evenings will cool down. 78 on Tuesday, sunshine. Warms back up to 80 on Wednesday with a lot of sun and sunny 81 Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
57 degrees downtown.
Coming up in just a minute, we'll get another peek at how the markets are doing this morning. There was some durable goods numbers that came out that showed another increase in August after a good July number. So we'll see if that's pushing the markets in one direction or another. You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you this morning by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. AnyHourServices.com, KSL News Time, 721.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. As the weather changes in the fall, the capital city has opened the streets downtown for fun, family-friendly entertainment. Each weekend from Thursday through Saturday until October 10th, the sections of Main Street between Exchange Place and City Creek have closed off traffic to make way for expanded seating and open-air dining. The expanded hours run from 6 to 10 p.m. and also provide art, entertainment, and of course, great food. Our downtown comprises 133 restaurants and bars, plus over 100 local and downtown-only retailers that are open for business. Open Streets is your invitation to enjoy Main Street and downtown at large. While the pandemic has suppressed downtown commerce, it cannot suppress our spirit and desire for social connection. This temporary expansion of Main Street pedestrian options allows residents and visitors the space to enjoy the social energy of being downtown, outside, and together. The Open Street series is a partnership between Salt Lake City, the Downtown Alliance, and the Blocks to sustain our downtown restaurants and retailers. Please join us this fall for some evening fun in Salt Lake City and give back to those local businesses. For more information on this program, visit downtownslc.org and check out all our capital city has to offer. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Don't miss Siegel Books' Celebrating Sisterhood event all day Friday and Saturday. Receive a free gift with every purchase during this incredible two-day sale. Get the 3-inch Christus statue, just $3.99. And all clearance price Sweet Salt clothing will be an additional 20% off. Drop by Siegel Book or enjoy this sale online all day Friday and Saturday. Get your free gift with every purchase in person or online. Either way, don't miss Celebrating Sisterhood at Siegel Book or SiegelBook.com.
close your eyes, unless you're driving. Now, imagine over 1 million books stacked on top of one another. That's over 30 miles high. Now, what if you could fit all these books into your phone and listen to story after story anytime and any place you wanted? With Scribd, you can. That's Scribd, S-C-R-I-B-D, like fibbed or ribbed, but spelled S-C-R-I-B-D. It's endless streaming for reading, but instead of TV shows, you're getting audiobooks, ebooks, magazines, podcasts, sheet music, and more, all through a single app. With a subscription to Scribd.com, you get endless entertainment and knowledge. From New York Times bestsellers to classics you've always wanted to read. For a limited time, try Scribd free for 30 days. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. For your free 30-day trial, get the app on your favorite mobile device or go to Scribd.com and sign up now. That's S-C-R-I-B-D.com, Scribd.com.
I saw this interesting article, we'll have money news in just a second, that talked about how there are thousands of teenagers around the country who are just a little bit too young to vote, but they want to get involved in the process. And here's the suggestion. If you are 16 or 17, you can be a poll worker.
Ah.
And in fact, we need poll workers this year because some of the older poll workers don't feel comfortable in that role with COVID-19. We need young poll workers who are very tech savvy, because tech savvy always comes in handy.
Yeah.
And so if you're a teenager, even if you are old enough to vote, talk to your county clerk and volunteer your services. It'd be the perfect year for you to get involved in that way.
I know there's been a push, or there has been in the past, by some teachers I know, political science teachers, who actually have encouraged their high school kids to go do that.
Yeah, get involved.
Get them a little taste of what it's going to be like when they can finally step in there and vote. Hey, it's not just a great honor to win the Nobel Prize. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. The Nobel Prize is getting bigger with a raise of $110,000 for each winner. The new prize, along with a shiny gold medal, will be $1.1 million this year. The Nobel Foundation says their investment portfolio there in Sweden has been paying off recently. The money comes from the fortune of dynamite inventor Alfred Nobel. The Conjecture podcast reports Nobel read his own obituary mistakenly printed when his brother died in the 1890s.
The obituary condemned Alfred for making money off dynamite, stating, "The merchant of death is dead." Understandably, Nobel didn't like this and didn't want to be remembered that way.
And thus was born the Nobel Peace Prize from the bomb maker. Other prizes followed, recognizing contributions to humanity. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. McDonald's all-day breakfast was put on hold during the pandemic to help restaurants simplify their kitchens. And there's talk it may never return. Business Insider reports franchisees say their drive-thrus are faster when they don't have to prepare breakfast items all day.
One of our texters earlier said, how about we get hamburgers for breakfast? That's what we really want. Give me the Big Mac at 6 a.m. Here's how the markets are faring. The Dow, and it's a bit mixed this hour just before the opening bell. The Dow futures are still down about 118 points. The S&P is off by only 8. The NASDAQ headed the other way, though. We're up 30 this hour.
We'll get another look at traffic and weather together coming up next on KSL News Radio.
Boy, if your carpets look like mine, and some of it's grandkids, some of it's dogs, more dogs these days, you need to make one phone call, simple phone call, to our friends at Zero Res, because they have that offer, Amanda, of $33 a room, fourth room absolutely free.
We called just the other day, and we scheduled it for the first part of October. So you don't have to have it right away. You can call and schedule it whenever is right for you. I love to have it done this time of year when the kids first get back in school, so they're not here when the Zero Res guys come. It's a little easier to do it that way. And nobody cleans like Zero Res. It's that empowered water, that patented process that they developed like 18 years ago. I don't know when they developed it, because it's just incredible.
Yeah, it dries a lot faster. Raise your hand out there if you've had the experience of cleaning your own carpet or had another company come in, and you wait forever for it to dry, and then when you walk across it in bare feet, it's just crunchy and nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have that happen, and that means your carpets are going to stay clean longer, and they are going to last longer, too, after you've made that big investment.
And the guys who come over are just the nicest people, but you have to let them go because they have other jobs to do. So don't be talking to them all day. Okay, here's the number. Call 801-288-9376. That's 801-288-ZERO.
Guys, you hungry? You want to stay for lunch?
Yeah.
Just search them online at Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
Oh, I should drop this in, shouldn't I? I should tell you that today's movie show is brought to you by My Hearing Centers. Learn about the amazing new Signia X hearing aid and find out how you could win a free pair from My Hearing Centers.
All right, let's get that look at Triple Team Traffic here, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. It does look like, Andy, they've knocked that fire down out there on 3500 South.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the big plume of smoke anymore, but I am seeing some slowing along 35th South for eastbound traffic as you go over towards 6400 West intersection, and some delay on 6400 West, I think, maybe also a part of that. For those of you at 56th West and 35th South, that construction has you backed up at that intersection this morning. Had a crash 47th and 56th. I only see a little bit of northbound and westbound delay at that intersection. Eric?
No problems heading out to Park City this morning on I-80 from South Salt Lake through Sugar House all the way to Foothill Drive, etc. As you head over eastbound towards the mountains. We've got no accidents reported. Down Utah County, I-15 also looking good northbound and southbound. Heather?
Our biggest delays up north is going to be on 5600 South in Roy. You've got the stop-and-go traffic between 30th West and 1900 West. But once you get over to I-15, you're not going to have any problems whether you're heading north toward Idaho or south into Salt Lake City. You also have good speeds on US 89 and Legacy Parkway. Hercules First Federal Credit Union announces the opening of their newest location in Harriman. Stop by or visit HerculesCU.com for more on their competitive rates and other locations to serve you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and I think we're still going to get warm today. Let's check the forecast with you, Grant.
Things are going to be warming up one more time here, and then it cools down quite a bit for the upcoming weekend. A front moving through, 86 today with a lot of sunshine, but 74 the high tomorrow. And again, mostly sunny, a little breezy. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It's 57 degrees.
Several city street problems on the west side of the valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this half hour with that developing story in West Valley City where the search continues for a missing boy.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest on the search. John?
Yeah, Amanda, West Valley police say they're still looking for a missing 11-year-old boy. According to them, Jackson Allen is a foster kid who recently moved in with a new family in West Valley City. Lieutenant Bill Merritt with West Valley City Police says the family took Jackson to Bingham High School last night to watch a baseball game at about 6 o'clock.
He was having a great time, was playing with some other kids. Something happened that upset him, and he took off from that area. The foster parents were looking for him, just were not able to find him at all.
The boy's about 5 feet tall and has dark brownish hair. He was last seen wearing black pants and a black hoodie with gray or white sleeves. West Valley Police is encouraging anyone with information to please come forward and contact them. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We are also following another developing story along the West Side Belt where the Highway Patrol is continuing to investigate a deadly auto pedestrian crash. It happened last night near I-215 and 39 South. A woman was hit by multiple cars on the freeway. Troopers say they're not sure what she was doing, but each of the drivers who hit her did stop and are cooperating with the investigation.
A standoff with police in Utah County has ended with two arrests. Sergeant Spencer Cannon says it appears a man and his wife were essentially squatting in a former home in Cedar Hills. He says the whole thing is a matter of unpaid taxes.
There had been some statements made by Mr. Cromar and others that they would never leave the home.
Because of the remote location, two medical helicopters were brought in just in case someone got hurt, but that did not happen.
Demonstrations continue after a grand jury decision, but are smaller. KSL's top national stories now. Back to Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the demonstration had about 100 people in Louisville last night as a curfew is in place there. A couple dozen arrests were made. The mayor tells protesters, though, he hears them.
We're listening. We're obviously engaged in this work and ready to do a lot more, but we have to do it together. And violence only hurts this cause.
Demonstrations around the country followed the announcement. Police who killed Breonna Taylor will not face charges for that death. A new Associated Press poll finding support for racial justice demonstrations is fading. Disapproval's at 44%, with 39% still backing the movement. Back in June, 54% of Americans supported the protest. Well, the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg makes history one last time today when she becomes the first woman to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. In fact, the hearse has just pulled up to the Capitol. As for her replacement on the high court,
I'm getting very close to a final choice.
President Trump will announce that tomorrow afternoon. And the president and that's Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio, the KSL National News Desk.
West Coast winemakers are probably going to want to forget about 2020. Smoke from western wildfires has tainted grapes in California, Oregon, and Washington. The resulting ashy flavor could spell disaster for the 2020 vintage. The smoke has been especially bad this year. Sometimes it's been thick enough to obscure vineyards drooping with grapes ready for harvest.
Salt Lake City has decided on a new flag. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs reports there are actually rules for making one.
Some principles to flag design. Use 2 to 3 basic colors, meaningful symbolism, no words or seals, and keep it simple. Using those guidelines, the Salt Lake City Flag Committee poured through 600 entries. They picked two and combined them. SLC's new flag will be a horizontal band of sky blue above a band of white with a white and gold and yellow sago lily in the top left corner. The blue and white symbolizing the snow, the sky, the Great Salt Lake, and salt, and the lily representing resilience. Other finalists included a few mountain designs with stars and a red-chained bee honeycomb. The city council will vote to approve the new flag on October 6th. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
You can check out that new flag at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Forgive me. KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. Fall officially began on Tuesday, but temperatures really haven't felt that way. That changes by the end of the day tomorrow.
Quite a bit cooler. You will feel the difference by the time we get to the upcoming weekend. And by the time we get to the afternoons of the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at highs only in the 70s. So again, quite a bit cooler than it's been lately. And we're going to keep this cooling trend for the first few days of next week. So early fall weather, I would say, coming our way starting tomorrow.
Grant says tomorrow's high will only be in the mid-70s. That's more than 10 degrees cooler than it will be today. Lower 70s for Sunday and Monday.
Coming up on KSL, the Pac-12 and Mountain West conferences have approved fall football schedules.
And triple team traffic.
Out on the west side, we've got delays on 3500 South because of fire engines on scene, about 6500 West. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 7:36.
A deeper dive on Washington politics.
What is the significance of Trump nominating a woman?
Giving a woman that position would mirror what America looks like.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry. Weekdays, 12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Congressman Chris Stewart. Throughout my time in Congress, many things have changed, from national security and privacy to the right to life and religious liberty. These challenges have kept me very busy. I'm one of the few members of the elite China Task Force and created the National Suicide Hotline. I voted to protect newborns by supporting the Born Alive Act and to help funding for Hill Air Force Base, national parks, and the new Salt Lake Airport. I'm Congressman Chris Stewart, fighting the tough fights and delivering for Utah.
I'm Chris Stewart, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Friends for Chris Stewart.
Utah Opera opens its 2021 season with a double bill of one-act operas, October 9th through the 18th at Capitol Theater. Tickets available at utahopera.org.
Watching Utah's money as we get the day started. Day of trading here. Let's see what's happening. A few minutes after the opening bell, the Dow is down about 94 points, just below the 27,000 mark. The S&P is now off by almost 10. The NASDAQ is down by just 9 points. And, of course, we'll have another look coming up at 7:55 with Utah's Morning News.
The University of Utah and other Pac-12 teams will play football again starting November 6th. But the only way fans will see the games is on TV. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
A new rapid test for COVID-19 is an important part of the Pac-12 strategy. University of Oregon President Michael Schill, who heads the conference's CEO committee, says they have their eyes open as they resume play.
If we start getting spikes that suggest that this is not sustainable, we will just, stop playing.
KSL Sports reports Pac-12 teams will play a 6-game season with a 7th game as a playoff for the top teams in each division. U Athletic Director Mark Harlan issued a statement yesterday saying no spectators will be allowed. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Our team coverage continues with Sam Farnsworth now from KSL Sports.
The Mountain West says, I see you, Pac-12, and I raise you one more week of play. The Mountain West Conference officially announcing that Utah State and its other member institutions will return to play on the football field beginning October 24th with an 8-game conference schedule and a championship game to take place on December 18th. Commissioner Craig Thompson also stated, though, that all games are subject to approval from state, county, and local officials.
So far, Utah State has not announced when they'll play their first game.
KSL News Time is 7:39. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on the west side of the valley, several different trouble spots. 47 South, 5600 West. We've got an injury crash there that's affecting northbound traffic and westbound to some extent, but it's mostly northbound backups. A barn that was on fire with fire engines on the scene has caused problems along 3500 South. The slowdowns are going over from about 6800 West over to 6400 West as a result. For those of you taking Bangor, a little bit slow going through South Jordan right now near 104th South. Eric?
Fortunately, no problems northbound I-15 from Point of the Mountain in Bluffdale all the way up through Murray to downtown Salt Lake over on the 215 East Belt. And northbounders looking fine, just a touch of slowing on Foothill Drive right around 1700 South heading up to Sunnyside. I-15 Utah County, no problems there. Heather?
We have a little bit of congestion on US 89, both around Harrison Boulevard in South Ogden and also in Fruit Heights. 5600 South and Roy, though, remains the worst road for you to travel on this morning through Weber and Davis counties. You're going to see a lot of stop-and-go traffic as you head east away from 2700 West toward I-15. Upgrade your kitchen now and get your dream appliances before the holidays. At locally owned Durden's, Black Friday deals start now. Durden's on 5th South and Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant's back now with a look at the KSL weather pattern, which is brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Weather pattern showing a front moving through, and it is really going to cool things down starting tomorrow. Then a high pressure builds back in for the end of the weekend and into next week as things start to warm up again. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Just before sunrise, it's cool out there, 57 degrees.
A debate in the governor's race in the state of Utah is today. We'll preview that in a moment with KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce here on Utah's Morning News.
Stay right there. It's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks, as always, on this Friday morning for taking Tim and Amanda along on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send the thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donations since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and it's a real pleasure to be able to tell you about Stedman's. This is where my son Ian bought his four-wheeler. That was last November. This is where Dee and I bought our Polaris side-by-side just in the last couple of months. You know, the Stedmans, they've been serving Utah for over 50 years, and riding, it's part of the Stedman DNA. And you can enjoy your recreational vehicles year-round here in the state of Utah. They have the largest selection of Honda, Polaris, Yamaha, Beta machines. It's easy to get the perfect machine that will fit your needs. ATVs, side-by-sides, dirt bikes, street bikes. They have a great service department for the tune-ups, new tires, accessories, whatever you need. It was Bruce and Nolan that sold their very first motorcycle back in the 1960s. That was when I was doing radio out in Tooele years ago, and now the boys, Russ, Dave, and Kirk, son-in-law Greg, they are all there. When you go into Stedman's, you're going to be working with the owners. You're going to love the experience. Stedman's in Tooele.
Recently, Utah suffered one of the most powerful storms in history. KSL News Radio and Clean Cuts Trees are teaming up to replant Utah. I'm talking with Christian Hampton from Clean Cuts Trees. Guys, you must be crazy busy.
Yeah, we are. Clean Cuts Trees services one of the hardest hit areas, Davis County.
Now, there's a lot of people around the valley trimming trees practically for nothing. Makes me a little bit leery.
Yeah, it should, because many of us don't think about our trees until we're doing fall cleanup or like what just happened with the storm.
Trees are like people. They need attention. They can get sick, weak, if not maintained properly. And if you have the wrong person trim the tree, it could lead to sickness or even injury and death of the tree.
We're licensed arborists. When it comes to your trees, trust someone who's a tree specialist.
For diagnosis, trim, removal, or more, visit cleancutswithanstrees.com.
Let us do our part so you can enjoy your landscape.
Clean Cuts Trees, professional arborists at affordable prices.
Thanks again for joining us this morning and reaching out and being a part of the conversation on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. It's up and running, as always, at 57500. KSL News Time, 744. The three things you need to know this hour. First, a woman is dead after she apparently ran onto the freeway along I-215's West Belt overnight. The Highway Patrol says she was hit by multiple cars and all of the drivers did stop and are cooperating with the investigation.
Second, the Utah County Sheriff's Office says a couple returned to their former home in Cedar Hills and refused to leave. A standoff ended with their arrest.
Third, let's see what the rest of that drive looks like. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
On the freeways, we're doing really well. I-15 yet to really see any delays, but it's been city street problems, especially on the west side of the valley and in West Valley itself in Taylorsville, that we've had issues this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today, a little breezy in 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 57 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has lied in repose at the Supreme Court, but today a hearse taking her to Capitol Hill, where she will lie in state. ABC's Terry Moran is there.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the first woman to lie in state at the Capitol. This high honor. Amazing it took so long. Appropriate that it's Ruth Ginsburg. There'll be a small private ceremony in Statuary Hall. We expect there'll be music, her beloved opera, and we're hearing that Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, plan to attend.
President Trump says he will announce Ginsburg's replacement Saturday. He's on the campaign trail today, a day after the Senate passed a unanimous resolution committing to a peaceful transition after the president's decline to do so on back-to-back days. About two dozen people arrested in Louisville during overnight protests after the grand jury decision in the Breonna Taylor death. Man accused of wounding two police officers Wednesday appears in court today. And an extradition hearing for Kyle Rittenhouse, accused of killing two people during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He's in custody in Illinois. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Utah Governor's Race. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The top two candidates for Utah Governor will debate today.
KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce looks at each candidate and what they are doing to win in November.
Jason Perry, the director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics, says Republican candidate and current Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox's early start helped him when the coronavirus hit.
He said he's going to visit every single city in the state of Utah, which he did. But the worry about that is that you don't find the momentum at the right time or you don't peak at the right time. But it turned out to be a really great strategy for him because he was planting seeds ahead of everyone else. And then COVID-19 hit and no one else was able to plant seeds.
Cox's platform is centered around jumpstarting the economy again. And Perry says the polls suggest Utahns largely approve of what the state's been doing during the pandemic, giving Cox, who is the front runner, broad appeal.
22% of the Democrats in the state of Utah said they were also going to support Spencer Cox, which means that his campaign has been able to breach that middle ground where he's trying to get those moderates, the people on the center right and the center left. And once he's able to capture that part of the voters, it becomes very difficult for the challenger to make many inroads.
But Democrat Chris Peterson is moving full steam ahead, relying on social media to get his message out and highlighting how he would have handled the pandemic differently.
He's advocated for a statewide mask mandate in a conversation recently with me, indicated that the governor's office should apply more pressure on some of these local jurisdictions, still let them be able to make their own decisions based on what's right for their population, but a little more involvement from the governor's office to give some direction to what they should do.
Though the coronavirus hurts Peterson's as well as third-party candidates' ability to reach voters, one advantage is they're not judging anyone by their political party.
What we're going to start hearing people talk about in the next couple of weeks is Supreme Court candidates and about health care and education. One's a very federal issue, but a political issue in terms of the Supreme Court appointments. But when it comes to health care, this is something that all candidates are looking to try to make some inroads on. What I thought was interesting in our poll here is people in Utah said the one thing they are not worried about is the candidates' political party, which means they're interested in the issues, they're interested in the policies, but whether you have an R or D in front of your name is not the primary consideration. They are looking to the people as individuals, their ability to lead.
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Of course, you'll hear some highlights from the debate here on KSL News Radio. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Just want to tell everybody real quick that the flag-draped casket of Ruth Bader Ginsburg is about to be removed from the hearse and will be taken up into the Capitol Rotunda. There are 8 pallbearers, all in military uniform, that are going to carry that casket up those steps, and we'll have more on that coming up in the next hour. Let's get a look at how the roads are doing this morning, though, at 7:49. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and for that, we get started with Andy Farnsworth.
Traffic on I-15 has been moving really well this morning. Right now, the problems I'm seeing in the Salt Lake Valley are on the west side, 6400 west and 3500 south. Still seeing some delays in both directions. Had a crash 56 west, 4700 south. Looks like they've reopened the northbound lanes, and traffic has returned to normal through there. Eric?
Had a little bit of congestion starting to form in some of the city streets in Utah. County 500 West in Provo, for instance, northbound leading away from Center Street. That's one. Over on Tempanogas Highway, you've got a little bit of westbound congestion now in Cedar Hills going into Highland. This is between North Canyon Road and 4800 West. Heather?
We still have good speeds on I-15 if you're traveling through Weber and Davis County, and that's in both the northbound and southbound direction. US 89 fairly quiet, although we're seeing a few brake lights show up, especially when the lights turn red. You're going to see traffic back up for just a half a block. And then 5600 south in Roy, that is the trouble spot. You still have stop-and-go traffic heading east toward I-15. UDOT construction alert, plan for delays on northbound I-15 in Lehigh. Northbound I-15 is down to 4 lanes from Main Street to SR-92 through Monday morning for concrete paving. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And is this our last day in the upper 80s, Grant?
I think so, Amanda. I really do. I mean, we're going to warm up again next week, but it won't be this warm. And yeah, but I mean, by this time, upper 80s, 90s are just not as common. And the 70s are average, and we got that coming our way. So folks are really going to like the weekend forecast here. Today, sunshine, unfortunately smoky again. It will be kind of windy parts of the state outside of the Wasatch Front, and we're back up to 86 degrees. However, it cools down tomorrow, only 74. Outstanding day, lots of sun. I think the smoke improves a bit, and a nice cooler day, right? Cooler mornings and evenings, too. Sunday, we're up to 71. That's going to be it, mostly sunny. And we'll carry that over, 73 Monday, 78 Tuesday, lots of sun. Wednesday, we're back up to 80 and mostly sunny skies, and only 81 more sunshine on Thursday.
Mother Nature herself knows it's time to change seasons because the colors are coming out in the high country.
Been so beautiful.
Yeah. On tomorrow's Outdoor Show, by the way, between 6 and 8, we're going to talk about the top 10 drives to see fall color. So we look forward to sharing that with you. Right now, it's nice and cool out there, 57 degrees. I've had the pleasure of being behind the wheel of a beautiful 2020 Honda Accord. Thanks, Lorenzo, up there at Ken Garf Orem. And I've talked about all of the little doodads inside, all the things that I love to play with, and that make your drive so comfortable, so quiet with that active noise cancellation and the Apple CarPlay. But it's the safety of Hondas that gets so much attention, and rightfully so, with their cross-traffic monitor that alerts you to approaching vehicles detected when you're backing up. Road departure system does so many things, including providing braking to help keep you from leaving the roadway. And right now, of course, the Accord is one of the many models that is available at all year-end clearance pricing right now because the lots at the Utah Honda dealers are just jammed with inventory.
I was just looking online at the prices of the Accords. Specifically, I'm looking at Accord. I love the Accord, so I'm thinking about getting a new Accord. And I could not believe it. I just had to compare and think, is that just that one dealership? So I looked at another dealership. I thought, that's really what they're selling the 2020 for? Holy cow.
Yeah.
I better not wait in case they come back to their senses and start selling them. Because those are some good, but this year-end clearance sale is unlike anyone I've seen before. But I've had a chance to drive the big SUV. So if a sedan is not what you're in the mood for, they have a big SUV from Honda called the Pilot that seats 8 and is super comfortable and has the one-touch moonroof. It's got all the technology, the multi-angle rear view camera. I'm so used to that rear view camera now that if I get in a vehicle without one, I really miss it. The mirrors are not enough for me. I want that rear view camera. So if you're looking for a big SUV, don't make up your mind till you drive that Honda Pilot.
And don't miss out on this pricing right now. The more you compare, the more you know. It's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealer.
Have you been laid off, furloughed, permitted to resign, fired? offered early retirement or a buyout because this virus affected your continued employment? If so, don't leave your 401k or company plan with your old employer. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, strongly recommending you roll that old plan over. By leaving it there, you completely lose control. If your old company goes out of business or gets purchased, your money could be tied up in litigation for years. Don't risk the money you've worked so hard for by leaving it with the company you no longer work for. Trajan Wealth specializes in 401k and company plan rollovers. We'll walk you through it and even complete the paperwork for you. Don't leave your 401k unprotected and unsupervised. As a fiduciary, Trajan Wealth has the experience and knowledge to help you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The Justice Department is expected to file an antitrust action against Google, accusing the company of using its search engine to stifle competition. The feds are also looking into Google's advertising practices.
KSL Drives. Ford is launching a new ad campaign in California that calls out Chevy, Jeep, and Toyota for not embracing the state's strict emission standards. Ford is one of the few automakers to publicly support tougher standards.
All right, here's what's happening on the markets in this first half hour of trading today. The Dow down about 58 points, which is much better than the futures were earlier. The S&P still in the red by 6. The NASDAQ down just slightly, down 7.5.
It's time for Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper.
Finding consistency has been a challenge for BYU the past few seasons. The Cougars have shown they can win big games, but they have struggled at times in games they are expected to win. After a 19-day layoff, is this year's team better equipped to put out consistent results? Jeff Grimes thinks so.
What I hope is the case, and I think will be the case, is that we'll be excited to play football, that we'll have a gratefulness in our hearts for the chance to play when a lot of people aren't playing or maybe are hoping to play. And when we were in position a week ago where we were thinking we were going to play and then didn't get to play a game, I feel very excited just to play a game and can't wait to get to Saturday.
You can listen to number 18 BYU take on the Troy Trojans tomorrow night here on KSL News Radio with kickoff at 8:15 p.m. and pregame coverage starting at 6 o'clock. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
All right, let's get you your morning broadcast of Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. Hear more of Jeff's minutes on the way home this afternoon from 3 to 7. They're brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com.
America finds home and hearth hobbies for the COVID era, and now comes the fallout. Gardeners with black thumbs murdering flowers like serial killers. Disappointed bakers creating confections that look like lumps and taste like paste. But it's okay. Even the best have bad days. And I'm looking at you, Cake Boss.
You want to see some cake?
Yeah! Cake Boss, weekdays on TLC Entertainment.
Hey, Buddy Velastro is the Cake Boss on TV.
I can't believe you put this in the refrigerator. It's all melted!
I used to live down the road from Buddy's shop. He used to make cannolis that'd make you go, eh, it's all right. But his personality got him a TV show.
This cake is for my cousin and my sister-in-law.
And all of a sudden, there were constant lines around the block at his brick front shop in New Jersey.
We arrive at about 8 a.m. Apparently, thousands of people a week wait in line for hours for cake or pastry from this famous bakery.
Buddy Velastro makes mesmerizing cakes on a TV show filled with family drama.
All right, that's a mistake.
He's had his successes, but right now, this minute, Buddy's in the hospital after an accident, which is horrible. He was impaled somehow. His hand stabbed clear through, and now it's wrapped and suspended above a hospital bed. Buddy says it's his baking hand. I didn't even know people had a baking hand, but here's the amazing part. This accident happened at his bowling alley, inside his house. Buddy's going to make a full recovery. He says he'll get better. And your cakes are going to get better. So keep baking. Keep gardening. And hey, bada bing, maybe someday you'll get a bowling alley in your basement.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio. The plan came like a thunderclap.
We have an obligation.
It's appropriate to look at the Constitution.
I'm not going to vote to move this process forward.
Listen all this week for complete coverage as the High Court is shaped for a generation. Listen 3 and 4 times a day to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
7:59, let's check Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, still have some backups, 3500 South, 6500 West, where crews were fighting a barn that caught on fire. Still seeing some effect on the traffic in that area. Looking much better, though, on the rest of the city streets on the west side, although Bangor Highway is backing up a bit near the 201 freeway. Out of Tooele, SR36, all clear to the I-80 on-ramp. Eric?
Got a new crash northbound I-15, but it's over on the right shoulder in Murray's. It's just past 4500 South. Shouldn't cause any kind of major problems or delays. I-15 in Utah County, that's looking good right now, too. Normal progress to be had from Santa Quinn northbound to Lehigh. Heather?
Good speeds and no accidents reported through Weaver and Davis County. Shouldn't have any problems if you take the major freeways like I-15 Legacy Parkway and I-215's West Belt to the airport. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn 3.5% interest rate, fixed term, no fee certificates with interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com. Wasatchcredit.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant sounded pretty optimistic that this would be the last of the upper 80s that we see through year's end. We get 86 today, but then into the 70s for your weekend. Really going to be nice. 57 degrees this hour.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.